All right, yes, it's Laser Sandwich. My name's Adam Pruitt. I'm joined by the co-creator of Choking on Bok Choy, the Broadway smash hit. Is it on Broadway or is it off Broadway?
Choking on Bok Choy.
This is what you do every time you hear the title of your play? Like,
yeah,
you just laugh. You just laugh. All right, Jared, here we are, cold open. So cold, we've got two woolly jumpers on each, right? Uh-huh.
And a beanie.
And a beanie. I don't know where you laughed at that. The jumpers are warm.
Your one's got like a funny picture on the front.
It's not a picture. I just spilt my bok choy down earlier.
Did bok choy leave a stain?
Have you ever choked on bok choy? Have you?
No, but you should check out my show.
I did just before. My
Broadway show.
Really?
It's called Choking on Bok Choy.
Choking on Bok Choy. Whoa! Don't it feel bad?
Don't it taste good, though?
Does it? If this is bad, they don't feel so good. Is that the saying?
That's what people say after the show.
If you want to go out the way God demanded it, choke on some bok choy.
And enjoy the Broadway show.
But it's so big. I guess it's the portion size, but it's like you wraps gotta, around your esophagus.
You
like
chew it, that's all.
I feel like it's a face hugger almost.
Have you chewed it? But it's, you don't put a whole plant in your face.
Planet?
A plant. You don't put the whole plant in your mouth. You got to like cut it and chop it and.
I don't think it's an uncomfortable vegetable.
Yeah,
well, if anything,
you just got to chew it a bit more. I don't know. Slow down when you eat. That's your problem.
I have a feeling it's overrated. I think people just like saying bok choy and putting it in dishes.
What's the problem with bok choy?
It chokes me.
Have you tried chewing it?
Have you seen Alien and Aliens?
I didn't see any bok choy in that movie.
Yeah, the facehuggers, and they get and they latch onto your throat,
yeah,
impregnating you with the alien seed.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Like a bok choy wrapping around your face.
Yeah,
and putting forcing
baby bok choys
into your throat.
Yes, down my esophagus.
I don't know what kind of bok choy you have, but
too big, too big for this little mouth.
And that's a big mouth.
Anyway, besides all that, it's cold. Like I said, it's cold open.
Yep.
What a great open it was there with the bok choy talk. Because you and I have been scratching our beards, if listeners can hear that. And we've been scratching our beards together. And we're trying to work out a way to have a nice little, a new intro to the show. Maybe a theme. Maybe it's got to be recognisable. It's got to be have some sizzle, have some cut through internationally. Right?
Like Jared and Adam are here with a pod. Open up your ears. Oh, God.
So that was definitely on the bottom of the shelf. That's why that's getting airtime. But we thought, you know, this I've got one for you listeners. So we're going to run it and see what you think. So what do you think of that? Fergalicious Fergie Ferg, her full name, brackets.
It made my one sound good, didn't it?
you know, you think it's good?
Well, I think, yeah, she's having a rough day.
Reminds rough me, day in the office.
Reminds me of the old meatloaf at the grand final.
it tasted nice, but it was just too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
It was too much. When you're watching football or playing.
Or playing football.
It's just too difficult of a,
yeah,
a
can't meat. Play, you can't play football
and eat meatloaf. It's a mess. Especially when you have gravy on top.
Yeah.
But back to Fergie with that rendition of the US National Anthem, which sort of vaguely represents our show somehow. Because I'm thinking people hate it. No one wants to use it again. We can use it as a song, as our intro.
Is that a bad idea?
Do you think it? But if it, I mean, no one wants it. It's free grabs.
Yeah, it's free for
we'll grab
a reason,
Fergie
mate.
For free.
I'd like to grab Fergie.
Yeah. Cut that out. I know you were a footballer with meatloaf, but none of that. That's locker room talk. So I think we could use the Fergie botch job, we're calling it,
as the intro. Maybe she wanted to get a bit of negative publicity.
Just to get it back in the headlines.
Yeah.
I reckon.
And then she's hey, check out my album. None of that.
But don't you think no one wants it? We could use that royalty free. Listeners, vote. Either Jared's song or Fergie's song.
I'm saying I didn't turn my chair around for that.
Really? Which way was it facing first?
I put wheels on it and drove off.
Really? Off a cliff.
That's it.
Double the Wii style. But yeah, unless she was choking on bok choy.
Well, maybe that's what. Maybe that's what happened.
I have a feeling.
She was choking on bok choy. Whoa!
Maybe that could be our intro. Yeah. It would make no sense, no. But probably as much sense as having Fergie sing the national anthem poorly. But back to more important news. Mm. We're back.
Sorry.
What was that apology? Sorry. he's giving up the cans. He's taking them off. That's it. His last words. Sorry. See ya. All right. So, anyway, yes. We're back. We're back in fine form. If you haven't worked out, we're here. We've played Road Rash in the background.
Now, I don't think people will pick that noise up. Sure.
Well, I've referenced it now. It's too late. Yeah, so
you have to put it in if it's not there.
I'm going to put a fake one. So, if listeners didn't hear it, there was a motorbike in the background of the studio.
How did it sound?
Now,
that was pretty good.
But actually, now you're saying that if people don't hear it, well, and because I've referenced it, I have to put a fake sound effect over a real noise.
Yeah, well, if it's not in there.
Just because Johnny the Hooligan janitor wants to do burnouts in the back of the studio.
I don't think if he's a janitor, he's got a motorbike.
It's probably not his. I'm not saying he...
You're saying he's a thief, huh?
Hey, I'm
You're
not...
saying janitors can't afford their own motorbikes.
You the one that said it. Well, you the one.
You the one.
You the one, mate.
I'm the one.
Anyway, yes, we've talked about Black Panther, right?
Mm.
Oh. Blockbuster, if anything. Right. If it's
record.
If it's not a movie, it's a blockbuster. It's,
well, it is.
If
record,
it's something.
Record sales.
They're selling records about it.
They're selling records.
Have you heard the album? It's great. Almost as good as the Spider-Man soundtrack with Chad Kroger.
Mm.
Kiss from a Hero. What was
and
it called?
A hero can save me. Not gonna stand in the rose. That was when they were actually good.
Was it? But it was just Chad, wasn't it? Just on a roof?
Was that Nickelback or was it just...
I think he went solo for that one. I think they couldn't afford Nickelback at the time because they were just too hot.
Not looking.
You the like drama is all right.
You like a bit of the old Paddle Pop line, do you?
I like a bit of the old...
I know you like a Paddle Pop.
Bubble O Bill.
Who's that?
The drummer. You look like Bubble O Bill. They all look like ice creams. Did you
know? Which one looked like a gay time?
A bass guitarist, I reckon. Anyway, Black Panther.
Yep.
That's the reason why everyone came in their pants. But wearing pants to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Stop being dirty.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Clean yourself up. Have a cold shoulder.
To cry on. Have a cold shoulder.
To cry on. Just get it in your system.
You can't cry on a hot shoulder.
It's
you'll burn stupid. Your face.
You'll have a mark. It'll be a whole thing. You're like, what do you mean? What's on your
hand? You've been crying on a hot shoulder.
Yeah, I did it. I just blew on it. Cool it down. Anyway, you've blown on your cold hot shoulders.
To cool them down.
And you're set to listen to this podcast. Mm. First things first.
I'm a realist.
The chocolate starfish. You're a realist?
Yeah.
What's that from? What's that reference? I was going on Biscuit, but where are you going?
First things first, I'm a realist.
Is that Will Smith?
First things first, I'm a realist. Is that Iggy?
Oh, yeah. Does she say that?
I think so.
Iggy Azalea, right in.
Mm.
Remember tell him? Us if your butt is real, because there's rumors out there. So just photocopy your butt and send it to PO Box 693, Melbourne, Victoria, 3068.
It'd have to be a pretty big printout.
Is that, she's got a big butt. Yeah. Are you lying about it, though?
No, I wouldn't lie. She's why? Got a big butt and I'm cannot lie.
Really? You can't lie about big butts.
Lie about big
is that
butts?
Why you're so honest? Yeah. So if a girl comes to you... So in like, an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you can't lie and say.
Sorry, that's a big butt.
Yeah, you're honest. That's your curse.
Lying because she's going to be like, oh, I've got a small butt, and then
when she goes to the toilet, she breaks it. She's like, oh fuck,
Jared's a liar.
Stitch me up here. Anyway, off the butts and back onto serious topics. So, Jared, how did you find the movie about Black Panther?
I just looked online and
downloaded the torrent,
and it was like. It's at the movies. It was really easy to find, actually.
Really?
Yep. It was at pretty much every cinema.
Did you get a car park easy?
Yep. Just pulled straight in.
Pulled right in?
Mm-hmm. And that was it. I was like, bang, done.
Why is it pulled right in? You don't really pull in. You don't pull anything.
Well, if you pull the steering wheel,
Is that where it's from?
Pull in with your steering wheel. You pull.
Are you pulling though, or are you just turning?
Well, you got to pull left or right. Pull.
But you're not, if the you car's pull, not that's backwards.
Pulling down.
You reckon?
You could push right in, I guess, if you're pushing that way.
That's right. I think it should be push right in.
Could be push pull.
Could be a push pop. Our sponsors this week.
Don't push a push pop, mate.
Push me. Was that the ad? Was that the ad commercial? Are they still around, push pop?
Don't push me. Don't push me.
Yeah, push a push pop. That's why I reversed it on you. But are they still around?
I don't think they are. I haven't seen them.
I used to.
Now people just get pushed because there's no push pops.
Hey, that's how to stop bullying. By us.
Bring back the push pops.
That's it. Cyberbully a push pop. You know.
Okay.
Jared gets cyberbullied all the time.
By you.
Yeah, I didn't say. I wasn't going to reveal who.
Yeah, well, I think everybody knows.
That when it snows, my eyes become a light. Is that the lyrics? Or alive?
No.
Does Seal turn into a lighthouse when it snows?
I don't think he does. I think he turns alive. His eyes become alive.
His eyes? He's not singing about someone else. He's singing about, when it's, did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light needs batteries to see, or something. Is it?
I don't think that's what he says.
I think it is.
I think you're wrong.
Seal right in. Now, speaking of animals, panthers.
This movie we didn't get to go see together. No couples combo this time.
Separate. Mm. Separate cinemas. It's just too hard to get tickets. We just couldn't get it.
Just couldn't get in.
Just couldn't squeeze ourselves together. When two become one, it's a Spice Girls song.
Mm.
And don't we love a Spice Girls song as much as the next person?
I think that's true.
And I'm always saying it. Ginger.
Are you looking forward to their reunion?
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. When five become one, they're going to join like a Voltron. Mm. Like a sexy British Voltron.
And
they're
take over the world.
With their charm and funny names. I hope I talked over Jared's comment because you can't say that in this current climate.
Well, I don't think we've got
the climate is so current that it's so
it's sweeping
toxic.
Everything away. The current is moving that fast.
The Spice Girls cannot save it. But maybe they can. Maybe they can bring back girl power.
Mm.
Because that was what they were all about.
On with the
we
show.
We need manpower.
Remember them?
We need male. Can we be a male version of Spice Girls? Can we be the Spice Boys?
Spice Boys?
We need three other men.
Do we want to be Spice Men?
We need Ed Sheeran, Ginger Spice Man.
Yep.
So they're all Ginger Spice Men.
All right. Who else? Who?
Scary Spice. Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther.
Can he sing though?
Can he dance? Can he wear a miniskirt and a push-up bra?
Mm.
I've seen his ass. It's quite nice.
It is quite nice.
Sporty Spice. Who's sporty?
Well, you and me are obviously part of this, so...
Oh, yeah. I'm sporty.
No, you're not sporty.
I'm sporty of anything.
No.
I drive a sports car.
No, you don't. Taylor's not a...
Suzuki Swift's a sports car.
That's not a sports car.
If you could describe... That's
a little hatchback.
If you could describe it, what would you call
it? A chick's car.
Whoa, sexist again. I thought we were trying to get away from this.
No. Nah.
Then let's be a man. And do a boy-girl band that's based on a girl's thing.
So there's five members. We've got Ed Sheeran as Ginger Spice.
Yes. Chadwick Boseman as...
Scary Spice.
Is that racist, though? Are we casting him because Scary Spice is black?
I think it's not racist. I think we're just sticking to...
It needs to be the same.
Yeah, well, is it racist because Ed Sheeran's got red hair?
That's true. That's true. It's not racist.
It's not racist. It's true.
Yes. All right. So Ginger, black... Sporty, I'm sporty.
I don't think you have to say black. He's not Black Spice.
He's Pepper. Alright, so I'm black.
You're not sporty.
Am I the black guy? Alright, I'm not sporty. Who's left? Baby, I'm a baby.
I think you can be Baby Spice.
Can we cast a baby? Can we get a baby to be... Alright, but Baby Spice Man is baby. A baby. He's a baby. What's the
that
baby
means,
from Hangover
that means
doing?
You, well, neither of us are posh.
What's the baby from Hangover doing?
No.
Nothing. Or is he too old now?
I think you can
When was
be,
the Hangover,
I think
mate?
If you have a shave, you can be... Because you still look young. You can be...
You're trying to think of the fifth one. You can't
yeah,
think of it.
It's posh.
All right, posh.
Posh, sporty, baby, scary, ginger.
Yeah. So who's... So we've got the baby from Hangover.
No, no baby from Hangover. Your Baby Spice. Have a shave.
As a baby? Or do I wear pigtails? Like Ebba Bunton.
So have Ebba a Bunton. Shave... You have a shave
yes.
of your beard.
Yes.
And let your hair on top grow a bit longer so you can get pigtails.
And a ponytail. I've got the trifecta.
The three.
Yes.
So you're Baby Spice.
Yes.
I'll have to be Sporty Spice.
Yes.
I'll have to get back into it.
Yes. Obviously.
I'm a little bit out of shape.
Back into what? Sport?
The sports.
What sports did you play?
Squash.
The manliest of all sports.
So we need a posh spice.
Yes.
Who should we get?
The easy one would be... No, it's not really easy either. I was going to say David Beckham, but he's like, oh, he's a lad. He's not really posh. Who's posh? Who's...
I think David Beckham...
He's not posh, though. He's like, oh...
But it's sort of like...
I'm banging posh spice. I'm all right. I fucking threw one in there, mate. You know, that's how he talks. You might as well get Ray Winston at this stage.
That's not a bad idea.
But he's not posh either. Well, who's posh?
He's got some coin.
Yeah, well, he's got coin, but is that constitute Elton John? Elton John, the Rocket Man.
Mm. And if we've got Ed Sheeran, Elton will say yep.
Yeah, bang.
What do you want to bang him? What did you say that? Yes, you did.
Oh, bang, it's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's what he says every time he bangs.
It could be an incredible threesome, if you know what I mean. It could be. That's our Spiceman boys.
Spiceman boys, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Ed Sheeran, Elton John.
Adam
Prue.
Jared McKinley.
Well, you weren't going to give me last name because you think no one cares. Really? Like,
I didn't want him to have to Google you up and find out where you live and stalk you. But then you can't even leave your house, mate.
I'm just too sporty.
I'm sporty. You're baby. You're just too baby.
I'm too baby. I just can't crawl, mate. I can just do the worm. You know what I mean? Anyway, look forward to that, listeners. Whatever that is. Where
Let's
are
talk
we?
About Spice Black Girls.
Ah, oh, I like talking about Spice Girls for once. Girl power.
What did you think
of the movie? If You Want to Be My Lover?
Yes. What did you think of that song by the Spice Girls?
Now, before we get to Black Panther, we're not stalling on purpose. All right, we've seen it. Trust us.
Yeah, but we're not watching it at the moment.
Yeah, and so just quickly wait. Hurry up, get the credits. Hurry up and die someone. Oh yeah, I was nearly going to say because I don't know who dies. Because I haven't seen it yet. But we're pretending we've seen it yet. So no one dies? I don't know. Is Thanos in this one? Let's see. Eat that popcorn. Now, back to the Spice Girls just quickly. If you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends? Is that the lyric?
It is the lyric, but I think...
Tell me about this orgy that they're organising. There's many friends.
So what I think they're saying is you've got to get with my friends and be...
Sex.
No. You've got to actually fit in with her friends. Her friends are important to her. You have to be friendly with her friends.
So they've got to basically give you the tick of approval. You know, like, you've got to meet my friends. And they're going to have a little gossip after. Right. Oh, he's hot. Look, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not a sexual thing. No, obviously.
Oh, that'd be good. Like, if you want to be one of them, well, you've got to get with all of them. You get the whole five.
I couldn't believe you like, could
Imagine
you?
Imagine that.
Even if you got an ugly one, you still got the other four.
That's it. You go for the ugly one because you're guaranteed.
Who's the ugly one?
Depends on
sporty. Everyone's thinking it. If you got to choose.
Well.
If you got to choose.
Yeah. She's a bit rough.
We wouldn't get that far.
Well, you're saying she's ugly.
I didn't say she was ugly.
Yes, you did. You said, who's the ugly one?
In a group sporty. Of five Spice Girls, who is the ugly one?
Okay, how about, let's change it to not ugly.
In the whole world. All the women in the world.
Let's say...
She's attractive.
Let's say who's the...
Compared to a puddle.
Who's fifth out of the...
Oh, who's five? Fifth?
Who's the...
Fifth ugliest.
Who's the most fifth... No.
Who's the most fifth?
Who's the fifth beautifulest of the five?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, still beautiful.
Yes, in her own way.
Mm.
To her family and friends.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
On the inside, I'm sure she's lovely.
Wow. I don't know if you're getting that far, yeah?
On the outside, she looks like she's been hit by a truck.
If truck victims find love. True? Is it not true?
Well, I'm sure they do.
I've read about it many times.
And they always find love, do they?
Yeah. Headline reads, from truck to fuck. You know, they find it, whether it's on Tinder or, you know, in the hospital bed, it's there. No, we're not here to judge, are we? We're not a couple of Judge Judys.
No, we're not. But no, we've seen a movie, Adam.
And we're going to judge it. So have you seen Black Panther, Jared?
Mate.
Because it would help the rest of this podcast if you have.
I've seen it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Have you seen it?
I have. Now, let's analyse this film because I've been fighting myself on this one.
Nobody wins when you're fighting yourself.
I've taken two lots of the... Take My Powers Away, Goulash. They drink in Black Panther. And I fought myself on a giant waterfall.
Yep.
Just to work out whether this is actually great film Well, not so great film. And so I need your help, Jared, because you've seen it.
I have seen it.
We've established this, I think, which is great. I need a segment to help me work out what's going on.
I'll give you the segment.
You got a segment too?
Black Panther or Crap Panther.
Okay. Mine was Black Panther's Amazing Butt. All right. What? I don't know.
He's got an amazing butt.
It depends how you say it, though. Because I wrote it as Black Panther's Amazing Butt. But I said it like
he's got a nice piece of butt cheeks
on his bottom. Now, let's start with Black Panther. T'Challa. To his friends.
Chadwick Boseman. Adam just spat his drink all over the table.
Chadwick Boseman. Oh, I need to clean up.
Clean up,
Billy. Bok choy.
So.
Yes. Now, why did you hate Chadwick Boseman?
I loved him.
Yes.
I liked.
As a friend
and as an actor.
You're being honest and saying, you know, good, mate.
Move on. Why are you putting words in my mouth?
You took the words like right out of my mouth.
Would you like to do this podcast by yourself?
I wished nothing else since I was born.
See you, mate. Good luck with the show. See you, ads. Back?
Yes.
I want you back. You want me back for good.
Whatever I said, whatever I did, I meant it.
Oh, I'm out again.
Oh, take that.
Yes.
Black Panther is a movie.
Mm.
But is it a movement? Is it a masterpiece? Is it raise up the waters and throw it in your face like
a superstar? The hype was big. The hype was big, ads.
The hype was big.
Blockbuster.
Masterpiece.
Selling out everywhere.
Sell out. Chadwick Boseman is a sellout. Is that what he's saying? You're accusing him again.
Put in words,
just because he's doing a Marvel movie.
You put the words right into my mouth.
The words? What words? I got the words wrong when I put it in your mouth, obviously. Spelled them.
You did.
I am dyslexic.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Dyslexual healing.
Yeah, <that's> dyslexual healing.
Dyslexual. Anyway.
Oh, shut up, phone.
See, the fans are hating you because you're having a shot at Black Panther, the greatest movie ever made.
So you loved it, did you? You thought it was the greatest movie ever made?
I'm playing Devil's Advocate.
Are you?
On DVD. Al Pacino. Ooh-wah. Keanu Reeves. Charlize Theron. Nude.
Nice.
Not good nude. Scratched up nude. Do you remember fondly?
I don't.
So she got scratched up.
Okay, right? Let's talk about Black Panther.
She disrobes in the church and she's like, breasts end downstairs, but yeah.
But you didn't like it.
When you're getting excited.
You wouldn't even
that's all folks. Like, that's what the beta said. It went inside itself. You know?
No. But Charlie said I was scratched up or not. All good.
Really? No. I don't think you see Devil's Advocate properly.
She's an angel on Earth.
Well, Al Pacino's a devil on Earth.
So?
There you go. Spoiler alert for Devil's Advocate. But anyway, back to the Black Panther.
That's what we're here for.
A current movie.
Let's stay on topic.
Al Pacino not in it. Keanu Reeves not in it. No. Charlize Theron? Not South African.
Wish she was.
She's South African.
I wish she was in the movie.
Yes, well, I wish she was South African too, Jared. On with the show. Now, why do you hate Black Panther?
Why do you keep saying that I hate it?
Do you hate Chadwick Boseman?
No. The only thing I'm hating right now is you.
Do you hate Black Panther?
I'm hating you.
Do you hate the storyline?
Do you hate it, Adam?
No.
Would you like to say something? Because you seem to be forcing something upon my mouth.
I think the movie, as a superhero movie, in general, does something a little special. Touches on some cultural issues in the world, which is probably more than a superhero movie
needs to
is expected to do. You know, Captain America could have done something about America. Gun control. Doesn't do it.
No.
But Black Panther does. Mm. Now, first I thought maybe they could have done more. But I think they did plenty. I think they did enough. Because it is, at the end of the day, a guy that dresses up as a cat.
And fights people.
Mm. You know. I don't think you need to say that. That's cool. My point was he just dresses up as a cat.
Yep.
Fights people. Now it sounds like, that is good. You know what I mean? You've ruined it, sort of. But anyway, he's a cat man. Beep up, butterbo.
Yeah.
But butterbo. But what I'm saying is, and I know I'm wrestling with myself here.
I know. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm on the cliff. I'm drinking Forest Whitaker's goulash, baby.
Did you think, first of all, we're talking Forest Whitaker, right?
Non-stop.
Forget about Black Panther.
We're talking non-stop Forest Whitaker all day, all night. Next.
Did you think he was the same character as Star Wars?
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. Exactly the same character. Yeah. Just a different
suit. The way he sounded, same thing.
I think that's his thing.
If he was half steel, had the...
Yeah.
The asthma puffer thing.
Yeah.
Would have been like, yeah, same actor. It's so like, it is the same actor.
Not same. Charlize Theron. No. Which you were hoping. You'd rather Zuri be playing with Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Would have made more sense. Not really. But...
Oh, good.
Not scratched her.
No.
Don't scratch her.
No.
Pristine Theron. That's what I'm hoping for.
Pristine Theron. That's her name.
Pristine Theron. What we all want. Now, yes, it definitely... He's playing his character in Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay, back to black.
So that's another thing you hate about it. What else do you hate?
How about you stop
I'm
forcing the
now.
Hate, mate?
Yeah, it's a good balanced discussion of podcasts.
No,
like, everyone's going to
love forcing all the hate.
I'm loving it.
You're loving it, are you?
I'm loving you being hateful to people.
I didn't hate it.
All right, tell me what you liked.
I liked the movie.
Wow, very vague and broad statement.
Yes.
Did you love the storyline of a king ascending to the throne and possibly being thrown off a waterfall and the throne by two different people, not the same person, by Michael Jordan, not the basketballer.
The actor.
The actor. But okay.
This movie for me was very predictable.
Mm.
The whole movie, nothing really excited me.
Did you think that was a twist, that he wasn't a B villain, essentially, that shot the A villain and then become the A villain?
No, I thought...
Do you get my A's and B's? Are you getting it?
I'm getting the A-B's.
Or the Michael B villain.
Mm.
Well, you knew.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I saw the trailer. And I knew he was the main baddie. So, I knew he was the main bad dude.
Yes, yep.
I didn't think the South African white guy...
Charles Theron?
No, the guy. Drag. The guy.
Ulysses Claw.
Yeah, I didn't think he would die.
Andy Serkis. Yeah. So, that was a little twist. Did you like that though?
I just thought it was really shit. Like, he survived. Why did he even bother fucking saving him?
Because it was a plan. Like, it's a plan. Like, if he got him... Because
he needed his body.
Yeah, to prove that he's the... You know, I'm getting shit done while Black Panther's doing nothing but drinking Forest Whitaker's goulash.
Yeah.
All day. You know what I mean?
But how did he know where to land, show up with the body? Like,
mate, yeah.
How did he know all that shit was going on with him? You know?
The book. It was all there. All this, everything.
Yeah, I guess.
I just found,
like, I was sitting there going, yeah, it was watchable.
Yeah.
The fight scenes were, like, average.
Black Panther, it's watchable.
Fight scenes are average.
Average fight scenes.
Mm.
The first action scene was shit. I couldn't see anything.
Yeah. I didn't even know what was going on.
Too dark. It was just, put some lights on, boys.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether they were like, oh, let's hide the black. You know, movies do that, like, to hide it. So, like, but we know what he looks like. We've seen Civil War. Yeah, like Batman. You know. Yeah. Back to, and then that bigger, the casino scene, I didn't mind.
Yeah,
the camera work was a bit jerky cam, they call it.
Jerk cam, yeah.
And then the waterfall fights were all right.
The waterfall fights did my head in. I was like, every time they have a fight, they have to do that thing where they suck the fucking, they drain the river. So they, and how did all those people get on that cliff edge?
With great difficulty.
Because the waterfall just shut off,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's people on the, everywhere. Man, that didn't work for me. No.
Unbelievable?
No.
What did you think of Wakanda in general? Did we see enough?
We didn't even see much of it. We saw nothing of Wakanda.
I thought I would have liked to see
the
more
scene, the overall scene as they fly in of, like, it's sort of a bit of a
welcome
city.
Welcome to Wakanda. Yeah.
Yeah. And then all we saw was their one base.
One street.
Mm.
And the base. Yeah. And a train.
Why have they got all this technology, but they've fucking still got rhinos running around? Like, that's their main weapon. Oh, we've got rhinos.
You are a rhino, Jared. You are a rhino slamming your big horn into this movie, aren't you? Arm it up or not arm it up. You're going for it.
But did you think that was stupid?
I did. I think... Why do they need... Yeah, why do they need Iron Man, Iron Rhinos?
Iron Man Rhinos.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why don't they have robots? Wouldn't they have robots?
I don't know. But they'd have more than a rhino. Like, all those dudes had was their shield.
Or at least a rhino with a cannon. Like a vibrating cannon. Like, they can have a rubber arm with a cannon.
Yeah.
Where's the cannons? Why don't they... Well, the girls had cannons. His sister and his girlfriend.
Yeah, they're like fist cannon guns.
Yeah,
like
fist cannons. With big the Hulk, bit of the panther,
you know, like
face.
The Hulk toy gloves, the big ones?
They
look like that, but they shot...
And they had a big panther face. That's a toy.
Yeah.
That was product placement for the toy, surely. Yeah,
it's got to be.
They had that. Did you like the sister? I liked her.
Did you like her?
I did like her. Now, this is Adam's... I liked... Tries to pronounce names. Mm. Here we go.
I liked...
You ready? I'm
trying... You asked me if I liked a segment. Okay.
Did you like Lupita Nyong'o?
Who's that?
The girlfriend.
Yeah, I actually did. I thought she was a strong character.
Yeah. Kicked some ass. Yeah. She took lots of names. And yep. She wasn't falling for Chadwick Boseman's beautiful butt quickly.
Not too quickly. Like, they've had a bit of a rocky road.
Denied Guerrero, aka Michonne from Walking Dead, was good. Although she had the best action scenes.
Yeah, she was tough.
Yeah, and she was... knew how to throw a wig.
Yep.
Throw a wig or throw a wig? Yes,
throw a wig.
Martin Freeman, Everett Ross, didn't need to be there.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I didn't think he needed it. And Shuri Leticia Wright.
Well, do you think
she was right for the role?
Do you think
the
what's his name for the CIA agent?
Everett Ross.
Do you think that they had to get him in there, say, yep, we're gonna heal him, bring him across to Wakanda?
I don't know. They wanted to say like Black Panther was verging on the idea of helping other people, right?
Yeah.
And I guess they thought, oh, let's bring someone into the other world. Mm. You know, like when movies do this, they have the main
character. An outsider.
Yeah, but we'd already been introduced to Wakanda. And he didn't even do anything. He sat in the headquarters and not like he walked around the street markets, bought some weird gear. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what we...
like he's on holiday.
Yeah, just a safari suit, you know?
Yeah.
Taking the shoes that do themselves up.
Do you think his character, initially he was like, nah, you know, I'm this dude. I'm CIA agent. You can't take him. You can't step on our toes. Next minute, he's like, yeah, I'll help you out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't... His character just sort of
flip-flopped around. And,
yeah. He wasn't a great character.
I like him as an actor.
Yeah, but I just think it was... Like, they sort of shoehorned him in the end with shooting the planes. Like, I was a pilot once. Yeah, good on you. And no one can shoot planes. Yeah. They should have the sister really do that, I thought.
Yeah.
Because she...
She was pointless with her big... Panther gloves.
Yeah. So she should have been, because she drove the car, which was essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
I reckon that was a setup and then they changed it last minute. Let's get someone in. Did you like Michael B. Jordan?
I thought he was really good.
In Space Jam. You liked him, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this Michael B. Jordan?
I thought his performance was really good.
Was he the standout? Did he overshadow?
Yeah, I think he did, Chadwick. To be honest. I think his performance was solid.
Solid.
Solid, like his body.
It is solid.
He's beefed up since Creed.
Watch out, Dolph Lundgren's son in Creed 2. Will he have the scars for every fight he's fought?
I hope he's not method actor with that. Well,
could be.
Could have hurt.
I liked his hair. It was cool.
Gold teeth.
Yes, he still had the grills. But I get what the character was, but do you think he could have explained it a bit better and not be such a villain to get the point across? Like, did he have to shoot people in the head all the time?
Yeah, I don't think he needed to be such a villain.
Do you think
it didn't
make
sense
purpose?
That he was that much of a bad guy? Because at the end, you sort of... It was hard because he almost felt like sort of you could understand...
His point of view. Yeah.
And it was good that Black Panther... It showed, you know, when at the end he's like, oh, maybe there's still time to save you.
Yeah. And he's like, nah.
So I was thinking... Because I actually was thinking, is he going to save him?
I thought they would have to. He would have to at least offer, like he did, because we saved Everett Ross. But...
I'm glad that his character said that.
Yeah, which makes sense for the character.
Yeah, it fit.
But they could always... He could always done it. Like, he could come back.
Nah, he's fucked.
He's gone.
That's it, mate.
But what if they want to bring him back? And it's like, oh, you brought me back. What'd you do that for?
Nah, they don't bring
him back. And then he's like, good. Like, he's like, Black Panthers. Like, there are two of them. But they just don't get along. Like Lethal Weapon.
No, they're not bringing him back.
I don't know. He's a good character. But it's good to have a villain... That's got a point. Like, he... You know when they say villains, the best villains are people that don't think they're villains. That they think they're right.
Yeah.
And I think he was that. Yeah. The only problem is they made him too much of a villain by killing people, shooting people in the head. Yeah. Just... I don't know.
But even...
He was a slut.
Like, he enjoyed fighting. Like,
yeah, like, why...
But he's... That's his own kind. He's saying, you know...
Oh, I know. Stand I up. Killed my own kind.
But he's killing his own kind.
But that doesn't make sense.
Make sense with what he's...
Like, they should have just... I would have rather him and he's... So, here's how I would have fixed this movie. All right? You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to fix it for you, Jared.
Fix it up.
You won't be a big horny rhino at me today.
Movie mechanic.
All right. That's what they call me. I'm Jason Statham. Because he's in The Mechanic.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie? I got it. Have you seen the second one?
No.
Jessica Alba's in it.
Is she?
Yeah. It's got me curious, but I forgot to watch it. it's here's imagine this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael B. Jordan doesn't get left in, I think it was Oakland.
Yeah.
In America.
Yep.
He's in Wakanda, but he's, whatever happens, maybe T'Chaka doesn't kill his own brother for no reason. Oh, yeah. Sort of a reason, but it was a bit overkill.
Yep.
Stabbed him in the heart with the claws. Although it was a bit much.
Yep.
Jared, you agree because you hate the movie. All right. So he's in Wakanda, right? Mm-hmm. He's training. Dun, 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 dun. You can use scenes from Creed if you want.
Yeah.
If you want your budget. I get it.
Yeah.
And his mission is to become the king and do this right thing where, you know, share their technology and help other African countries and African Americans, right? That's what his aim is.
Yeah.
But not in a way where I'm going to be a mercenary and kill. But like, I don't get that side. What motivates him to do that?
To be just go around killing people.
Wouldn't your motivation be to do that? Like, I think it would have made sense more if he was in Wakanda and got to see everything, and then he's always trying to challenge, or maybe silently waiting for his chance to challenge.
Yeah. But no, because T'Challa, he wants to share and help people as well.
But we don't know that yet, because he's just become king. And he only really...
Yeah, but it wouldn't have worked to have Jordan going, oh, I want to help people, because he's going, yeah, I want to help people too.
Yeah, he doesn't want to help people. He's like,
no, he did.
Piss off. When he's at the throne, they're like,
yeah, he did. He obviously
ask me my name, ask me my name. He's like, fuck off,
get him out. He was trying to hide his dad's secret.
But that's what they could have done the same thing, though.
Yeah.
And then we would have saw a bit more Wakanda. Mm. Like, America's great. Fergie sang about it. It's great.
Yeah.
But we've seen it. Let's explore Wakanda a bit. Like, even that, the Korea casino scene. Imagine that was in Wakanda.
Mm.
Futuristic casino, see a bit more of the world. It could have been.
Yeah.
They could have had Claw in Wakanda. He's broken in again. Yeah. Oh, look at him. He's done it again. Let's get him.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Why did they have to come to America?
Well, his character was in America. Yeah, so they got
to
bring him in.
Why did he have to? Why couldn't he have just, like you said, just been to Wakanda? And...
Well, that's, it makes sense. Yeah. But I just don't get why he had to be such a villain.
Mm.
It all, like Civil War, where everyone had an opinion on it and you didn't know who was right.
Yeah.
And that guy even trying to take down the Avengers from the inside, maybe he had a point to do it, you know?
Yeah.
His family got killed and all that shit. What, more sympathetic, and then you would have been, oh, yeah. I think they just said, well, we've got to make him bad. Black Panther's got to be the good guy. So have this guy shoot people in the head.
Yeah.
Even girls he's banging, just shoot her dead. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he didn't care about anyone.
Doesn't care. So it's like, I just thought they could have done it a bit better.
I didn't like that there was a huge hole under the earth where they had trains going. Like, what did they need a train under the earth for? Where was that going? They didn't need that.
Maybe if we saw more of the world, it would have made more sense. I think it was just, they were just there to be a plot point at the end.
Yeah. Look, how much of that metal have they been digging up? Like, how deep does it go?
How deep is your love?
How deep is your love?
But, so there's a lot of things you hate about it, Jared, obviously. Is there anything you liked about it, other than Michael B. Jordan?
I actually really liked all the actors.
Mm.
I think they all just fit the roles perfectly.
It was a good ensemble.
Yes.
If I'd be French for a second.
The story itself wasn't bad.
Yeah. It could have been tweaked a little bit,
yes. For some reason, it just didn't grab me. Like, it just didn't... I just felt like it was predictable and like, yeah, okay. And I was a bit frustrated at how Black Panther's a bit weak.
Mm.
Like, with fighting. Like, he fucking died, pretty much.
I think... I don't know why.
It's just luck.
Michael B. Jordan smashed him.
Yeah, wrecked him hard. And then how did he beat him the next time around?
I don't get why he would be that good, Michael B. Jordan. Like,
yeah, like we know he's trained for it.
But he should have been in Wakanda studying how they fought. You know, make it, you know, seem logical that he's going to know. Like, how did he know all this stuff? Like, he had one book, but he didn't... Not that he didn't seem intelligent, but the way he went about it, and you can say, yeah, he planned it, got Ulysses Claw and joined up with him and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the way he just rolled in, and then, oh, I'm going to just get a Black Panther suit, and that's it. Yeah. And I'll send three ships to... It didn't even... Like, the character wasn't... It's like they almost contradicted this character.
Yeah.
Like, he's not... Like, he's, I don't know, like...
I thought it was dumb, like, oh... All of a sudden, he just, yep, we've got a shipment of fucking shit, and we're just going to roll
send
out.
It
I, just,
out. Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, and it wasn't, was that a threat? Like, big threat?
No, like what happened if the ship made it out? Like, one ship made it out?
Just send Black Panther to stop everyone or get the Avengers on. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Avengers, hey, Cap, yeah.
There's a ship coming your way.
There's a ship full of metal. All right, yeah, I'll go sort it.
Yeah.
Iron Man could have done it on his lunch break.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so what about the finale? This is the reason the train was in there, just to have them fight and weaken their suit, basically.
It didn't even really work, though. Really, did it?
Here's how I would fix Black Panther again. done it again.
Come on, what do you got?
Tell me if you would have liked this ending better, listeners and Jared, because you hate the movie, obviously.
So what, basically his suit is impenetrable without that technology.
Without the train waves.
Train waves.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, so without that, he can't be shot, can't be stabbed.
Yeah, because it stores the energy and he can blow up cars with it later. Pretty much, even bullets.
Yeah.
Gets the energy from them. But imagine this, right? So Michael B. Jordan, of course, he's the villain, so he's going to get a Black Panther suit. Which I'm sick of, like, the villains just being versions of...
the good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Ant-Man, Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know. Other men. Captain America man. what about this, right? Let's say he has the Black Panther suit for a bit. Because, yeah, it's cool. The bad guy gets the suit for a bit.
Yeah.
He gets to play the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Right. That's what he's dreamed of. But then Black Panther's like, hey, get your suit off, right? Show us that bite again. I want to size you up. Let's have a fight on a waterfall.
Right? Again.
Again, but not taking away our powers. Don't drink that goulash.
Mm.
So a sick, full-on, let's do flips and stuff on the waterfall.
Yeah.
With those two, but you can see them. Because that's the problem. They're CGI characters. No one cares.
Yeah.
They're floating through the air. They look like a video game.
Yeah.
Let's get the two muscly men. Just a loincloth.
Yeah.
Maybe accidental potato fallout, you know. Imagine that. And just a brutal fight. Yeah. But a super-powered fight.
Yeah.
Like, they're knocking each other, through walls and shit. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been way
great better. Final act. Mm. Would it not make sense? They've set up these waterfall fights.
Yeah.
Maybe take out one of the fights. Maybe not even... Maybe the first fight, he turns up. And just out of nowhere, I'm going to challenge you. Who's this guy? Here's your backstory.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little Michael Jordan.
Mm. I'll agree with you 100% there. I think that would have been a heaps better ending fight. Just them without the actual Black Panther suits.
Yep. Just mano a mano.
I was like, oh, why do they need all this other shit going on in the background as well?
Well, the big battle with the rhinos.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
They just wanted to make an epic battle.
I didn't get why that character was fighting...
His wife,
his own people. Like,
he switched like that. Like, his mates. It
didn't make
him.
Sense. They were the rhino sort of friends, and they wanted to go do things together. But just because he didn't find
Ulysses Claw,
he's like,
no, I'm going with this guy. Yeah, he's cool.
That was fucking stupid.
I know. Like, and his own girlfriend is the general to the Black Panther, and he's going to betray her too.
Yeah, because originally I was like, oh, this guy, I liked him. I liked his character. Yeah. I thought he's a good friend.
He's a pal and a confidant.
Yeah.
And if he threw a party and invited everyone new, the best gift would be from him. But as soon as Ulysses Claw comes up dead with Michael B. Jordan.
So I'm on your team now, mate.
He sees it. Maybe it's the rig. You reckon it just... As soon as he's got the gear off.
So fuck yeah.
Remind getting my rhinos on up that farm. Does that make sense? Does it? Let's just write in. But overall... Is it art or blot?
Art or blot, man. Art or blot, man.
Is it art or is it blot?
Art or blot, man. Art or blot, man. Both more cops are pretty shit.
Is it good or bad? You do hate it. I joked about it many times this episode.
I feel like it needs to be somewhere in the middle. I don't think it can be good or bad.
Is it... Rank all 18 Marvel movies. Where does it sit?
Look, I'm going to have to go with...
17th.
Look, out of 10, I'd have to go about a 6. Yes. Me. So it's just above the...
My initial... We've never done number ratings.
No, but I think we have to for this one. Because I can't say
You can't say it's good or bad.
No. Nah.
Really? It's on the fence, to the middle.
Because it was an all right movie. Like, I enjoyed watching it, but there's too many buts.
I never hated it. I never said...
No, I never hated it.
Look... And here's the thing, what I think. If you look at it as a superhero movie, it probably did more than what superhero movies do, right? But maybe that could have been done even better. And it could have been... It's almost like you get some quinoa, right?
Yeah.
And you could have a beautiful quinoa with some kofta. Do you know what I mean? Like, just make it a Arabian night, right? You would, you know... Conjures up visions of Aladdin and Jasmine on the carpet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this, right? It's a perfect meal, but it was just... It's almost like they undercooked the kofta and the quinoa was just overcooked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a bit that.
Yeah.
So I think it's got potential.
Just needs to be cooked right.
It does. And I think if you look at it, like I said, as a superhero movie, it was good. As more than that, maybe not. You know what I mean?
So,
was it out of 10?
Out of 10.
See, initially, that's what I said. 6.5, right? Ooh. I said initially.
Yeah, actual. Oh, and so what's
for the popcorn. Now, that was out of the way. Choc Top was next.
Yep.
Hit it out of park, 9. Almost gave it a 10, but I dribbled some down my top. And...
that's on you, not the Choc Top.
Hey, it's equal. It's all equal. You know what I mean? I can't go point fingers, right? Drink was wet. It done its job. I don't think it needs a grading. It did its job, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the movie was a 6.5. Mm-hmm. Same as the popcorn, strangely. I should have just started with that. But the movie, I came out of the movie, I said 6.5, yeah. Like, I thought they could have done more with that storyline.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Then I started thinking about that vile piece of chewy falafel that is Last Jedi, right? It's not even cooked.
Yeah.
Right? It's raw.
Yeah.
It's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
In carbonite, like the great man Harrison Ford once was. That movie is a movie that said, we're not making a Star Wars movie, let's make something completely different. Let's do political stuff, let's do arms deals, let's fuck everyone, let's cut Snoke in half, spoiler alert. Let's do that, right? That is when shit goes wrong, and I think if Black Panther went too far that way, tried to do something outside superhero movie, then it would have fucked it. So then it went up to a 7. After all that. After I thought, if I compare every movie to Last Jedi, I think it bumps up a 0.5. And then Last Jedi loses a 0.5. So it's on minus 33. It's that for me to Last Jedi. What do you think of Last Jedi? Do you hate it? Is Last Jedi better than the Black Panther? That's how we rate all our movies now. Don't look at me like, well, it might be. Don't. You can't be.
Star Wars movies for me.
What about the turnaround test?
My faves.
Turnaround test.
Turnaround test.
Turnaround test. How many times did you go like this?
At Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, we did it many times.
At Star Wars. I nearly...
Might as well just look the other the wall.
Yeah, I guess I'd...
Might as well just look the other... Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I did more turnarounds than Star Wars than I did
Black Panther.
But if you were... I wasn't at the cinema with you for Black Panther, so... Yeah. I still did some turnarounds, but... Not to me, just
the strangers.
When you're there, I'll do more turnaround.
Was it just the randoms?
My little brother.
Okay.
There was one, I can't remember what it was. I think it was when the rhinos came running in. Yeah, we both just went...
Did a turnaround.
Did a turnaround.
Yeah.
But
maybe because we're invested more in Star Wars.
Look how fucking close were they? He's like... they're up. They're right there.
Were they already in armor?
So they were just waiting around the hill. They're just waiting. You're like, wait. Well, we're going to get caught.
Guys. We ready? You got any armor on? Oh, fuck. I forgot my armor.
Joey's going back.
And Bill as well. To help him out. Because obviously, who puts the armor on?
I know. Like, they can't do it.
Are they Iron Man suits? Or the Black Panther necklace? Like,
when the horn blows, it just bang auto. Auto comes out. Yeah.
Do you think there'll be an Iron Rhino in Avengers Infinity War? And will he die? Is that our death? Imagine the Hulk riding an Iron Rhino.
Mate.
Imagine Charlize Theron riding an Iron Rhino.
Scratched up.
That's it. She got scratched up at horn.
Goddamn.
She's up. Shout out to Charlize Theron.
Yes. We'll drink to that.
Drink to her. And to you listeners who have endured this this movie and the podcast. You can contact us at lasersandwichpod@outlook.com. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Wakanda. We're there. True, we're beaming live in Wakanda.
That's it.
We're in Jakarta, actually, the suburb of Melbourne. Is that your favourite suburb?
No.
Really?
Is that a real suburb?
Jakarta, yeah.
I don't think it is.
Just shy of Essendon?
I think you're making shit up.
Shy of Essendon is Jakarta. It is real. Shout out to everyone who lives in Jakarta. Jared doesn't think it's real.
It must be hidden like Wakanda.
It is. Force field around it. All right. That's been great. Now we look forward to Marvel's next. Has it got you worried?
Nah.
Because we've got the Russo brothers, Civil War, Winter Soldier. It's in trusty hands. Not that the Coogler wasn't trusty hands. He's good. But
I think all the actors were good. I think just the way the story was written.
Yeah.
Through it. Just knocked it down a couple stars.
Yes. So Avengers is next on the Marvel plate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how
that's going to be.
Bon
appetit, baby.
Really, just bellissimo. That's going to be cooked to perfection.
Oh, mate. I'm going to have seconds.
That's going to be a bubble ganoush. Just a big pot drizzled with paprika. Just a light drizzling.
Just a drizzle. Oh, a liquid paprika.
Oh, liquid paprika. So are you on that diet, Jared?
Oh, mate. I thought you the paprika diet. Yeah.
A bit slim and a bit sneezy.
It's that bad you can't eat it. That's you lose weight.
You just sneeze all your insides out. The spies. All right, listeners. We'll see you next time when another thing happens. And we'll talk about it.
What is there another movie coming out very soon?
In general?
No, that we got life. Obviously one that's worthy of a podcast.
Red Sparrow, do you want to see that? I think it gets a bit saucy.
I like a bit of saucy.
But it's maybe a bit long and saucy.
Mate, I like a bit of long and saucy.
What are we talking about? A big bowl of bolognese now. On the Italian like palate.
Extra long sausage roll.
Sausage roll?
Yeah, long and saucy.
Oh, like a big cannoli, I would have said.
Are they saucy?
Yeah, cannolis. Or cannelloni, sorry.
Cannelloni, yeah.
I've got my Italian food mixed up. Oh, I've done it now. Right. So Red Sparrow is more like a cannoli than a cannelloni.
Mm.
Is that what you're saying?
No, cannelloni than a cannoli.
It's sweet and little. Or long and saucy.
Long and saucy.
Wow. Find out next week when we actually watch Red Sparrow eating cannolis and trying not to masturbate. Mm. You know what I mean?
Laser sandwich.
She was choking on bok choy. Whoa!
Not a podcast about lasers or sandwiches.
Hopefully that's not why she's called the Red Sparrow. Period. Yeah.
Like, so she just seduces guys and then gets them to the bedroom and then whips off the panties. And they're like, oh. And she's like, that's what they call me, the Red Sparrow. Da-da-da-da-da-da.